Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that I was the 10th person to present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Some Ansari Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is wise and respected person amongst people? It was replied, the one who remembers death the most and prepares for it the most. These are the people who are wise because they depart with the honor of this world and hereafter. Just imagine that we haven't heard this hadith. Someone comes and asks, who is intelligent in the world? We will reply, those people who have a lot of money. The one who is wealthy, who has position, who has status, who has cars, and has bungalows. He has money wherever he wants to go, he can go there. You can just count all those things which can be replied against this question. We will say that he is an intelligent person, he is a successful person. But in fact, he wouldn't offer single time prayer. He would tell lies. He would bribe. He would break promises. He would take in trust. He wouldn't be trustworthy. He would sell alcohol. He would drink alcohol. He would distribute alcohol. He would do the business of alcohol. But because he is wealthy and he has money, then before us he is an intelligent person. Unfortunately, we think this way. And unfortunately, this person is respected in society because he has money with him. I'm not condemning to people who are wealthy, although there is no appreciation mentioned for a wealthy person. But here in specific, I'm addressing to those people who have earned money through haram means. And they are keep on earning through haram means. But in front of us, they are known as respected individuals. And we ask our kids that they should make them friends in order to become successful because they are respectable and wise people of society. We don't ask our children to make friendship with those people who are pious, who offer salah, hafiz al-Quran, imam masjid, the one who acts upon madani in'amat, travels in madani qafila. Because we think if they make these people their friends, then they are going to die with hunger. You will notice a great number who is lost in the love of this world don't offer salah. They are unemployed. But you will find those less unemployed who are serving for deen in Islam.